So in addition to that incredible initiative that we've just heard, we must never forget that they don't have to, right? It's amongst the great things that have been mentioned, in addition to what we just discussed from the Rupert's and the Business Partners Limited, that we mentioned in the President's speech yesterday, was, of course, the announcement of even more charitable donations in contributing to the battle against the novel coronavirus outbreak. And they come in various forms. You've got, in addition to the financial pledges that we heard from last week, we've got the commitment by the Motsepe Foundation of 1 billion rand, and by NASPERS of 1.5 billion rand to the coronavirus response. And of course, the president also mentioned Jack Ma being, the founder of Alibaba in China, who has donated very critical medical supplies to a range of African countries. And it really does get me thinking, we've been discussing this with some friends as well, that this pandemic is so widespread, and the donation by Jack Ma, I think, is the one that really is notable for me, that it has been great to see across an international investment, not on the basis of our national identity, but clearly on the basis of need. And I think that's why he identified Africa as the recipient continent for those medical supplies. And while the pandemic itself is globally spread, other than that donation that we've just seen from Jack Ma, the response has been quite localized. The one thing that really stood out was the first thing, other than China trying to contain the disease in its own country, the first thing that we saw was the beginning of closing of borders, which kind of goes away against our sort of last couple of decades of globalization. And is painfully reflective of an increasingly internally facing world. Whereas it feels as though the coronavirus is actually trying to teach us about the fact that we are much more interconnected than we would like, than we might realize. This disease crosses borders. It crosses financial means, wealth levels, races, neighborhoods, religions. And I'm wondering whether or not the response shouldn't be more coordinated. If this were a war, which actually it is, in previous times when globalization was something that was, I suppose, more celebrated as opposed to nationalism, we would have seen a coordinated response from potentially the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and all the others, all those multinational organizations that we contribute monies to. And I found it quite surprising that governments have been left to face each area on their own. And I wonder whether or not this is part of the lesson. I feel quite strongly that the lesson that we're being taught by COVID-19, ultimately, I think, once we've stabilized some of our growth numbers in terms of infection or cases, I think there's going to be great emphasis on reaching across borders and assisting people, regardless of the nationality, necessarily having to be the same as yours, or even the continent having to be the same as yours. And I think Jack Ma, in particular, was very forthright and forward-looking in focusing on need rather than human personal alignment. I feel quite strongly about that in the coming months.